In spite of government efforts, sometimes weeding out terror is more complicated than we think. I'll tell you why in just a moment. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So here's the thought. As technology evolves, so do its uses. So the same technology used for things like terror attacks can also be used to share the hope of Christ. And we'll flesh out that story with a look at what's happening in Europe. So as May turned into June, the Republic of Chechnya, a region in Russia, experienced yet another church attack. This time, though, the attack took place against the Russian Orthodox Archangel Michael Church in the capital city of Grozny. ISIS later claimed responsibility for the attack. Analyzing that event, Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
there's been a lot of tension over the years in these regions against the Russian Orthodox Church, but there wasn't a sense of a strong ISIS movement there. So it could be a signal that some of the Chechen fighters that had been with ISIS are coming home and may use attacks on Russian Orthodox and Christian churches as a tactic to stir up people and to cause terror.
Open Doors has said it before, and they're saying it again. ISIS does not need land to cause chaos. The terrorist group is equipped to operate remotely through lone wolves and technology.
It's something that we need to be aware of, and the governments need to be vigilant on, because they will be using Christian churches as a target for sure. And this attack on the church in Grozny is but one example of what potentially could grow.
So be praying for believers in this region and for perseverance in their faith. And please, share their story. And then yesterday we talked about a surge of suicides taking place in the United States. But there's a certain group of people throughout North America that's been suffering with serial hopelessness and higher suicide rates than any other population in the United States. I'm talking about the Native American community. We've got more information from Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
Among Native American men, over a period of just the last few years, a suicide rate that was already 3 to 10 times greater than the rest of the suicide rates in America. It was up 38%. And among Native American women, I find this staggering. It has increased 229%. In a few years.
So this summer, a team of young Native American Christians will visit 12 Native communities, and they'll share their stories and talk about how Jesus saved their lives, sometimes quite literally.
When they ultimately invite their generation of Native Americans to Christ, there are breakthroughs that, based on my reading of missions history, I think may be historic.
And right now, they need prayer and financial support.
If that's on your heart, you want to know how to pray for them, and how you can support them, go to hopefornativeamerica.com. And actually, in a very real sense, you can become part of being hope for Native America.
And creating audio scripture recordings in different languages can take a long time, sometimes years. But Wycliffe Associates has their Bible translation recording kit, and that helps speed up the process. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says,
it's a software program that our interns and our information technology team have created. And it runs on either a tablet or a small laptop at a high-fidelity microphone. And it provides a way to play the source, record the translation, edit the translation, and put it into its final form so that it can be distributed to the people. It's really a front-end to back-end kind of a process that enables oral scriptures to get to the people quickly.
Language groups Wycliffe Associates are working with have up to 7 translators, making audio scripture accessible even sooner to people groups. But, and this is an important note, they're not losing quality to speed.
No one wants to do a sloppy job with Bible translation. I've never had any conversation with anyone who says, yeah, let's just get it done and we don't care about the quality. So quality control and quality assurance is actually integral to every Bible translation that I've ever been connected to.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.